Markets rebounded as the Turkish lira rebounded. You see, it's a global economy. And it's also the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 14th of August, coming to you today from In Tandem Workspace in Webster City, Iowa. Thanks for coming by. Dating site Tinder is in the middle of a business lawsuit. So what is the middle class anyway? And where might you live the best if you are in the middle class? We've got some answers for you this afternoon. Those stories, the markets, and today we're out to lunch with Deb Brown talking about rural America, the rural economy, how to create something out of what you already have, and more. Stay with us as we go out to lunch with Deb Brown at the Gridiron Sports Bar and Grill in rural Webster City, Iowa.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tero.com. That's T-E-R-O.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, coming to you today from In Tandem Workspace. It's a co-working facility based in Webster City, Iowa, now in its fifth year of operation, by the way. Our thanks to Darcy Swan and our friend Patrick Palmer, the computer guy, for hooking us up. Well, global markets breathed a sigh of relief today as the Turkish lira rebounded. The lira rose by more than 4% to trade at $6.56 after falling to a record low of $7.24 per dollar yesterday. The currency had been under pressure recently as market watchers became jittery over President Erdogan's control of the economy and Donald Trump saying last week that he supported doubling metal tariffs on the Middle Eastern country. But not everybody expects the rebound for Turkey to be long-term. Their debt load, as well as inflation, is hurting the country, and it doesn't help that there's continued tension between the United States and the Turkish government, and nobody seems to want to move. Also today, energy stocks were back, and tech contributed to the gains as well. You might say we're almost back to normal, full speed ahead. We will check out all the numbers later in the broadcast. Well, things are not all lovey-dovey at dating site Tinder. Today, a group of founders, current executives, and early employees of Tinder filed suit against the dating app's owner, IAC, and its subsidiary, Match Group. They're asking for billions of dollars of damages on claims that IAC and Match robbed, that's their term, robbed Tinder employees of manipulating financial information, undermining Tinder's valuation, and unlawfully stripping away their Tinder stock options, end quote. Plaintiffs in the case filed in the New York State Supreme Court in Manhattan include Tinder's founders, Sean Rad, Justin Mateen, and Jonathan Beadham, as well as three current senior executives. Stay tuned. So what is the middle class? Good question, right? Pew defines middle class as household with income that is two-thirds to double the U.S. median. What does all that mean? Well, using data from the U.S. Census Bureau, Pew's definition means the middle class is comprised of households with an income range, and it's pretty wide, $38,000 a year to $115,000 a year. As many of us in the middle class are already aware, the cost of living and working opportunities in the state that we choose to live in play a significant factor in our chances of surviving or escaping the middle class and maybe moving on up, as the Jeffersons said. For the average household, mortgage or rent is the largest expense category, followed by transportation and food. Now, a recent Go Banking Rates study analyzed household income, home values, and in-state tuition costs, those three things, to determine the best and worst states for middle-class Americans. So, some states that are better for the middle class? Here are the five best states for middle-class individuals. Number one in the nation is South Dakota. Number two, Iowa. Number three, Florida. Number four, Wyoming. And number five, Mississippi. On the other side of the ledger are the worst states for the middle class, and those states would be Hawaii, Louisiana, Alaska, Connecticut, and New York. So yeah, you heard right. Iowa ranks number two in the nation. But what about those folks who sink into financial insecurity? When asked, survey respondents cited just three common factors that primarily contributed to their financial insecurity. You ready? There you go. Job loss, clearly. Family breakup or divorce, and number three, medical costs. So how does the middle class move up, and how much easier is it for already high-income individuals to remain in the upper middle class or the upper class, period? Well, the top 1%, those taxpayers making an adjusted gross income of over $465,000 and above as of 2014, are far more likely to remain wealthy than middle-class households are to rise into the wealthy category. Besides homeownership, the pathway to wealth seems to be typically the stock market. But according to a 2014 study by economist Edward Wolff, Wall Street not only creates new wealth, but also reinforces wealth inequity. His analysis found that in the richest 20% of American households, that they held more than 80% of the stock market's value in 2013. Yikes. Let's take a look and see what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks rose today as the Turkish lira picked up some steam. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 kicked worries about the global issue to the door, and investors had a good day. Energy shares were the best performers on Wall Street as the sector rose by nearly 1% on the back of a 1.6% gain in U.S. crude. Tech shares also contributed to the gains as Apple and Amazon both rose. As we said earlier, the lira picked up about 4%, and that was enough to assuage fear this afternoon. Emerging market shares followed the lira higher. Turkish stocks jumped by 7% to lead the gains, while Brazil, Mexico, and South Korea all climbed at least 1%. Home Depot reported second quarter earnings and revenue that easily topped Wall Street estimates. The company also raised its full-year earnings outlook. The stock rose in the pre-market, but then fell about 1% after the open. And in case you're keeping score, corporate earnings have grown by more than 24% for the second quarter on a year-over-year basis. At the bell, the Dow was up and closed at 25,299. The NASDAQ was up by over 6-tenths to 7870, and the S&P 500 gained over 6-tenths as well to end the day at 2839. Gold gained $2.30 an ounce. Crude was, pretty much even at 67.17, and the 10-year T-bill gained a fraction, now paying 2.90%. Coming up, something new from the Business News Hour as we go out to lunch. In the past, we've offered up two 15 to 17-minute segments before lunch and then after lunch. But today, we're trying something different. We're out to lunch at the Gridiron. That's a restaurant just east of Webster City, Iowa. What you're going to hear is a conversation over lunch, complete with the order to the end of the meal. You're kind of the voyeur here with us today. Something new from the Business News Hour. Stay with us as the Business News Hour goes out to lunch with Deb Brown, and we talk about rural revitalization, creating something out of what you already have, and more. Out to lunch next on the Business News Hour.